Up in Lawrence, well, the laborers that worked there were contract laborers brought over from France and the Low Countries. Not good enough to be citizens. Good enough to work their whole lives out, spitting up blood at the looms. Not good enough to vote for all the good it'd do them. Well, they struck, most of them women, 27,000, who are dying at the average age of 26 because of the dust in the weave rooms. Can you imagine that? Well, they struck. The issues were, of course, wages, hours, and conditions, like any strike. But when the women met and talked about it amongst themselves, decided wages, hours, and conditions, that's important. But it takes more than those three things to be a woman. It takes more than those three things to lead any kind of decent human life. On the next day, parading down the street, the 2 years of parades, the newspaper reporters noticed that there was a young woman carrying a large sign that said, "Bread, yes, but roses, too." And Lawrence became the bread and roses strike. When they marched those 2 bitter years, hell, they had to ship the kids out of town because there was no way to feed them. What they sang was "Bread and Roses." As we come marching, marching in the beauty of the day, 1,000,000 darkened kitchens, 1,000 mill lost gray, are brightened by the beauty a sudden sun discloses. And the people hear us singing "Bread and Roses, Bread and Roses." As we come marching, marching, we battle too for men, but they are women's children, we'll mother them again. Our lives shall not be sweated from birth until life closes. Hearts can starve as well as bodies, give us bread, but give us roses. As we come marching, marching, 100,000,000 dead go crying through our singing their ancient cry for bread. Small art and love and beauty, their drudging spirits knew. Yes, it's bread we fight for, but we fight for roses too. As we come marching, marching, we're standing proud and tall. The rising of the women is the rising of us all. No more the drudge and idler, ten that toil where one reposes, but a sharing of life's glories, bread and roses, bread and roses, bread and roses.